You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Clap to Jesus and give the Lord your loudest shout of praise. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We give you glory and praise. We welcome your presence, Holy Spirit. Without you, we can do nothing. Your word says when Jesus left, he sought the Spirit. And he sent us the Holy Spirit. Your word says there are three things that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And there are three things that bear record on earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Holy Spirit, you are the commonality between heaven and earth. Connect us to heaven because of who you are. Connect us to heaven through the anointing. Speak to your people and to edification and to comfort and give us strength. As we come to you, we bind every work of Satan and we declare that the word will have free course in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Amen. Together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, today, before the word comes, I want to, give a few very important announcements. Okay. Please take this note. Take note of this very carefully. Number one is the importance of children. The importance of children to the ministry. You see, remember that Jesus Christ started the ministry as a child, 12 years old. And his first interaction, Luke chapter 2, verse 49, he was in the temple and discussing with the rabbis. When his parents were looking out for him. Today, I wonder when the parents are looking for children, they are on computers, they are in all kinds of places except with the Lord. See, so Jesus' example is what must be the example for all our children. Any teenager must follow the example of loving the presence of God to the extent that even when the parents are looking for them, they will find them in the church.
Amen.
So, for that reason, I just want us to go to the example of Christ and take care of the children so that they will love the presence of God. They will love the church and they will become like Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Now, many people, when it comes to church services, we cater for the grown-ups, but we don't cater for the little ones. And the disciples made that mistake. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 12 and 13, Bible says that the disciples, that little children were being brought to Jesus Christ to lay his hands upon them, to touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. The disciples rebuked them. And then, verse 13, the Bible says that Jesus Christ said that, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." All right? These are the kingdom belongs to the little children. So, ladies and gentlemen, every church that does not give emphasis to the children is making a mistake.
Mm.
You know, it's making a mistake. Actually, we are all supposed to be children and behave like that. Mm. All right. So I want us all, please, I'm speaking to parents and I'm speaking to young children, especially the teenagers, but specifically from the ages of 6 all the way to 18.
Mm.
From now, we're going to emphasize your presence. The service will not be complete without you.
Amen.
You're going to be singing. This choir that is singing, they are powerful, but you will sing better than them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we are going to revive our youth choir. They will be singing every other Sunday by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to tell the parents that, you know, over the last couple of weeks, a few things have come to my attention. And when you see one, you've seen it. Jesus Christ said that, when I say what I say to you, I say to all. So when the Lord brings a message through one, he brings a message about all as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that some of the children are struggling because of the COVID. They are all isolated. There's no church service. There's no supervision. They're on the screen for school, on the screen for friends, on the screen for evil things. And it's not easy. And many of them are distressed and depressed. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit has impressed upon my heart to take care of these children in a more avid and a more passionate way. So I'm going to rally all this to actually be the ones who will take care of your children. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
That's a good idea.
Because Jesus Christ said, no, suffer the little children rather to come to me. You want the adults to be the one I'll take care of. Jesus said, no, you don't understand. The kingdom belongs to such. And he laid his hands upon them. He blessed them. He blessed them. He blessed them. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the stories that I've heard about the children and the things that they are going into, some of the children have lost touch with godliness. Okay? Now, the Bible says, I believe it's in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25, thereabout. It says that a foolish son is the calamity of his father and is the bitterness of the woman who bare him. Yeah. A foolish son is a grief to his father and is bitterness to her. That's the mother who gave birth to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to sign a covenant with all parents. I want to enter into an agreement with all the parents that, listen, it takes a village to raise a child. A foolish son is a grief. You will not grieve again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's a source of bitterness. You will not be bitter again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, I have noticed that all these things, some of the parents, as they've come to tell me, my child has been rude. My child is no longer taking the academic work seriously. My child is into this and into that. I've realized, no, it's not just your problem. I am also in grief. I am also in bitterness. And therefore, we as the pastors have decided to covenant with all parents to actually take care of these children with you. It takes a village. Bible says God puts the solitary into families. And a family is made up of father, mother. Even if you don't have a father, I will be the father to your children.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There will be no single mother or single father.
Amen.
That terminology is not used in our church. Amen. You will be complete in him.
Amen.
Bible says Christ in us
Amen.
Is the hope of glory.
Amen.
We are complete in him.
Amen.
So parents, I want
Amen.
To ask you at the end of this service, you know, I would like to meet all parents and we are going to forge together a strategy to make this work. And I'm going to talk to you. And parents, you know, I've also decided to get a series of discussions going with parents on Saturday evening at 4 p.m. Saturday at 4 p.m. where we're going to discuss parental challenges. Are biblical solutions to our parenting challenges. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo.
Biblical solutions.
Wow.
Biblical solutions to parental challenges. So, parents, I want you to know, we are going to be meeting right after church for a few minutes, and I'm going to share with you some of these things. But for No matter how old your child is, please join this meeting. It's going to be for a short time right after service. Because of your meeting, the understanding campaign has been canceled. So if you don't come, you're not interested in your child.
Mm.
That is why your child will be. If you don't come, your child can be a calamity.
Hey.
Yes.
Mercy.
A foolish son is a calamity of his father and his bitterness to his mother. So if you are not interested in changing that, please don't come. Please, after church, all parents, this is serious emergency. I'm telling you. There is spiritual emergency, and this is one of them. So I really want to, and you will be happy. You'll be happy when you come for the meeting and when all the programs are implemented. So I want to say that, little children, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. It is of the Lord's good pleasure that you do well. And every child will do well. Every Bible says that children are an inheritance, a heritage from the Lord. And the fruit of the womb are his reward. Amen. A reward cannot be a punishment. Amen. Children will not be a punishment.
Amen.
And he says that happy is the man who has his quivers full of them. You will be a happy mother. You will be a happy father.
Amen.
And there will be happy children and happy families in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says they will speak with the enemy at the gates. No, they won't bring enemies into your house. They will rather be the reason why enemies will not come. Amen. Demons will not be in your house.
Wow.
Amen.
You will not have a sleepless night because these are godly Christian-like children. You watch it. Over the next few weeks and months, God will unleash a program that will deal with the issues of these young ones.
Amen.
The same way Jesus Christ brought them close, laid hands upon them. The Holy Spirit will come upon them, and the issues that bring grief and bitterness to parents will all be abated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare, I proclaim, I prophesy, and I confess it over every family herein represented in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
No child left behind.
Amen.
No parent left behind.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Powerful.
Amen.
Wonderful. So that's very important. So parents, please meet. And for those who happen, some emergency comes and you are not able to come this afternoon, every Saturday evening for the next maybe few weeks at 4 p.m., we'll meet on Zoom and discuss biblical solutions to our parenting challenges.
Wow.
And we'll form a team that comes together. The Bible says two are better than one because they have a greater reward for their labor. For when one falls, the other will pick him up. If your parenting is not working, the church parenting will help. And if it is, we will join forces. It will be such a beautiful future, a beautiful career for your children in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I think that's the main announcement, and I believe that it will be a blessing. The other thing that I want to say is that we are having our Bible challenge, and we are now, tomorrow, Monday, will be Deuteronomy chapter 6. Look, so everybody, please try and join. Some of you say, we have our own devotional. We have our own Bible. We understand. We understand. Bible says God puts a solitary into families. See, when a flock is going and you want to be left behind, it's a spirit of rebellion. Yeah, it's a spirit of evil independence that causes problems.
Hey.
Okay, so do whatever you... I do my quiet time, but in addition, I do what the church has put together because that's the family thing, you know, that God has asked us to do. So let's do it together. Even if you don't feel like doing, do it for the sake of the others so that by your example, they will be able to be encouraged. Please. Israel, we're going somewhere, and then there were two, the tribe of Gad and another tribe. They decided not to go. Reubenites. And I thought, no, you must go. You must go. Even though you have land here, you have cattle, you must go and fight with them. So please, and then he said that if you don't go, the Lord will be angry with you, and even the land, you will not enjoy it. So all of you who have stubbornly said you will not join, it's not a good thing, okay? It's not a good thing, and I'll show you in the Bible why it's not. Well, for a short time, I want to share with you what we started last week. Leah, are you hearing? I've seen that you don't join the Bible challenge with your nice smile, but you're some way self. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's pray again. Father, we bless your name and we pray. Forgive Leah and Leah's cohort who have decided not to join the Bible challenge because they have their own Bible knowledge. They know better than all of us. Please forgive them. and cause them to be humble, to join for the sake of the weaker brethren. Your word says we should condescend to men of low estate. I speak on their behalf. Please don't punish them. Bless them.
Amen.
And cause them to arise and to shine with us.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Say, what a kind pastor. He punishes people by prayer.
Amen. Wow.
Amen. Well, last week we started talking about how to get 100% answered prayer. And I'm preaching from one of the chapters of our bishop's book, How to Pray. How to Pray. Amen. And last week we learned that in the book of, let's read it again, James chapter 4 from verse 1 through 3. James chapter 4 from verse 1 through 3. Please, whoever is admitting people in should be alert. There are many people who stay out there for a long time before they're admitted. Please, who is doing it? Okay, good. James chapter 4 verse 1 through 3 says, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Don't they come hence even out because of your lust, that war in your members? The Lord is saying that there is a lot of confusion, wars, problems, fightings, arguments, disagreements. And the reason is because there are things you want, fleshly you want, you know. And because of the things we want, that's why all kinds of things happen. Mm. You want to be president, you want to fight, you know.
Hey.
You want to organize people. You want money, you want to kill. I'm worried. God says, listen, it's not necessary. I mean, when there's no money at home, then you're arguing, the whole family has become a battleground because of the needs that are not being satisfied. And God says there's a reason why. You lust, the next verses. You lust, but you have not. Please, who is taking my scriptures away? You lust, and you have not. You even kill and you desire to have, and you cannot obtain. You fight and you war, yet you don't have it. Why? Mm. Because you ask not. God says the answer to all these problems is because you don't ask him. Wow.
Wow.
You know, one time my children came and they were arguing, this my laptop. He takes my laptop. I said, listen, the problem is you haven't asked me to give each of you a laptop.
That's it.
Yeah. And from that time, they asked. Today, they all have their own laptop. There's no more fighting. Right. There's no more argument. They are not killing each other.
Clap no more worrying.
The reason why we don't have the things we want, we are lusting, coveting, arguing, battling, is because you have not, because you ask not. There is no prayer. There is no prayer. When a father who has everything says, you don't have because you don't ask. They are telling you that if you ask, you will have.
That's it.
That's the basis of the teaching we are going to have. How to have because you ask.
Amen.
How to have what you ask.
Amen.
So we went through last, we started. The first point is that the first step to having 100% answered prayer is, of course, if not prayer, if you haven't asked, is to ask yourself. Pray yourself. Yes. Pray yourself.
Amen.
Prayer is not something you delegate. Mm. You like delegating and sending people too much.
Hey.
Better time I told my wife that, you know, I was going to work and we were in Indiana. And then, my wife, when I came from work, my wife was in bed just reading a Bible or something. And then before I could change, she said, can you bring me this? And I brought that, my book, then I brought it. Then before I could pull up my shirt, can you bring me an apple? Then I went to take the apple. Then I was about to, now the shirt was done, I was about to put on my new shirt. Can you bring me some water? Then I bring water. Then the fourth one, okay. I said, please. One marriage that I married, I become a messenger. Please. Can I rest a little? But you see, prayer is not water. Prayer is an apple you can delegate, send somebody to go and get for you. It is
not
something
by proxy.
You do for yourself. Don't lie in bed and command people, pastor, pray, okay? My shepherd, pray for me, okay? My grandmother, pray for me, okay? That is the reason why you battle and you fight and you become like a wife lying in bed reading the Bible but never
praying. Forgive it.
Mercy.
You must pray yourself. And I love it. Bible says in Luke chapter 11, you know, when verse 1, Luke chapter 11, you realize that Jesus Christ, the Bible says that the people after a while, the people saw Jesus praying and said, "Master, teach us to pray." And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples to pray." And the first thing Jesus said, watch it, verse 2. Jesus said to them, "When you pray, speak. Speak. You do the speaking." Wow. So you say, when you pray, don't tell somebody to say. There's nothing wrong with asking me to pray for you. There's nothing wrong, and I'll pray for, even if you don't ask, I'll pray for you. This week, I'll pray for you at least twice by the grace of God.
Wow.
Yeah. I pull the church list every Saturday evening, every Tuesday or Wednesday, and I pray and fast for you. So whether you like it or not, I'm going to do it. But it should not erase your prayer yourself.
That's right. That's a supplement.
Christians who depend on others to pray are powerless Christians.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The Bible says it in Psalm 63, and from verse 1, it says that, "Oh God, our God, early," David said, "early will I seek you in a dry and thirsty land." Yes. Uh-huh. And he said, "My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." And I like the verse 2. It says that, "so that I may see your power."
Oh.
To see your power and your glory.
Amen.
"So as I've seen thee in your sanctuary." So to see the power of God, to see the beauty of God, it comes to people who seek the Lord early through prayer.
Amen.
Your flesh longs after God. Amen. Your lust, you ask the Lord. This is what, oh Lord. You should be a walking prayer warrior.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
When you see that your car is not driving fast, you speak it. There's nothing wrong. Prayer, you pay nothing to do. Pray yourself. Let God hear you. Let God hear you. Let God hear you yourself. Don't delegate prayer. Okay? So prayer is something you do yourself. Somebody say, "I'll pray myself."
I'll pray myself.
I'll pray myself. Somebody tell another person, "I will not allow you to pray for me.
I will not allow you to pray for me.
You can pray for me, but I haven't sent you.
You can pray for me, but I haven't sent you."
That's right. Prayer by proxy.
So that is number one. Number two, we learn. So pray yourself. Listen, I was surprised when I saw in the Bible, even the tongues in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that they were in one place and the Spirit came upon them and like cloven tongues as of fire. And in verse 4, Bible says that the Spirit entered the place and the Spirit, they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. They spoke. Even though the Holy Spirit was there, he just filled them and he expected them. They began. They did the speaking.
That's the Holy Spirit
only gave them utterance. So ladies and gentlemen, if you don't feel like speaking, then perhaps you don't have the Spirit, because any Christian who has the Spirit of God, what the next thing you will receive when the Spirit fills you, the next thing will be utterance, prayer. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Unspiritual Christians are the ones who don't pray. Real spiritual Christians will pray. But let me tell you something. Sometimes you have the Spirit, you have the utterance, but you just grieve. Bible says, "Grieve not the Spirit." You just keep quiet. You know how people, they know what to say, but they are not saying it. You will never be like that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your prayer voice will develop until God. When, you know, Bible says that Acts chapter 10, Cornelius spoke and then God sent an angel. Tell Cornelius, your prayers and your almsgiving have ascended as a memorial to me. You shall be the next Cornelius in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. God will recognize your voice and send angels with answers. And send an angel and said, "Tell Cornelius, send people to Joppa. There's a man called Peter. He will answer the real thing that is on your heart." Oh, that shall be your story as you begin to be prayerful in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Number two. Last week, I told you some number two, but I'm giving you another number two. That number two last week that I gave you was that pray in the name of Jesus.
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
And number two is pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
All right? Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. All right? And last week, we said that when you pray, people are fond of name dropping. They are there. They come. Oh, hey, Pastor Lindsay sent me to a shepherd. And then everything you get. You know how to do those things. Oh, my boss said I should do this. And you get it. Oh, mother said. You know? It's good. But Jesus Christ's name has power.
Amen.
And last week, we learned that in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 10, that God has therefore given him a name above all names.
Hmm.
That at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
Of things in heaven.
Amen.
Of things on earth.
Amen.
And
yes.
Of things beneath the earth.
Wow.
That name of Jesus is so powerful. And last week, I think I sang a song. Oh, what about the name Jesus? There's something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know.
Sing it, Rael.
Sister Rael has given up because the competition is
king. Something about the name Jesus.
Now when I sing, she's afraid to sing
something
because my voice is so
good. The name.
Jesus, oh.
It is the sweetest name I know.
Oh.
Wow.
There is something about that name, Jesus. There is something, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the reason why the seven sons of Sceva, they came. And when they saw that Paul was casting out demons, they also came. And they said, we cast you out in the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches. you see, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm coming to that. It's not just mentioned because you've used that name as a swear word. Oh, Jesus. When you are scared, Jesus. Oh, it's not a swear word. It's a name of power.
Power.
Oh. Yeah. When you mention that name, things happen. So even thieves, sons of Sceva, who wanted to, they came. The name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches. You must know. You must know him yourself.
Amen.
Not just throw names around.
Mess.
Hallelujah. And Bible says, and they tried to cast out the demon, and the demon cast them out.
They
fled and left the place. Yeah. Bible says the demon tore their clothes into pieces.
Mercy.
And fled from the place. Instead of the demon leaving, they left it.
Heavy
but
beating.
You will have power with
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have a relationship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So
Amen.
The name of Jesus is powerful to those who have the relationship. Hallelujah. All right. So that's very important. Use the name of Jesus. Don't just pray, Father, please give me this. Amen. Always end in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus is the mediator. Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus. There's one God. I think it's Galatians, is it 2:25? Find it. There's one God and one mediator between God and man. That is the man Jesus. There's one mediator. Amen.
Amen. Okay,
find that scripture. Just one. And John 14:6 also says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
That's
so
right.
That name Jesus is a bridge. He's a mediator. He's the way.
He's the connector.
He's the connector. He's the bridge. Ladies and gentlemen, now, no, not the one. There's one mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5, check it. There's one God and one mediator between God and man. That is the man Jesus Christ. So ladies and gentlemen, always use, you know, when we were children, we had something we called the between.
Between. Mercy.
Let me explain to you. You know, when we're children, and if you see, you know how you have a crush on somebody, but you don't know the girl that much. Those, what we used to do, like Pastor Richard, come. You know how Pastor Richard is handsome? And you know,
wow.
when I saw Sister Ariel, I really didn't know much about her. So there was a certain friend called Amingo.
Amingo, right here.
Yeah, this is Amingo.
Wow.
So because I wanted, there's something about Sister Ariel that I wanted for keeps. I didn't fight, I didn't struggle. I just went in the name of Amingo. So I went to Amingo and I told Amingo, I'm interested in this, your sister. And Amiga said, no problem, no problem, no problem, no problem at all. Now, when therefore I went and I spoke to Sister Ariel, I went with confidence because Amigo had been my between. It was my mediator. Had already created the bridge. When I spoke in the name of Amigo, had done the job already.
Wow.
So it was easy. Within 24 hours, I was coasting to marriage. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That is how it should be. Believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Something about that name, Jesus. Then number three, I'm talking about how to receive 100% answers to prayer.
That's right.
Yeah, 100% answers. And ladies and gentlemen, why is this name important? Because Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, Bible says that come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy, grace to help in time of need. What is it you need?
Yes.
Come bold to the throne of grace. Do you know what grace means? Grace is the word undeserved favor or ill-deserved favor. You don't deserve it. Mm. Or you actually deserve the worst, actually the opposite.
Mm.
But it comes to you. That's grace.
Wow.
Undeserved. Wow. But do you know the real meaning? Grace, why is it that you don't deserve it and you have it? Because of the between.
Wow.
Because grace actually means God's redemption or God's riches or God's righteous, G-R-A-C-E. God's righteousness or God's riches at Christ's expense.
Wow.
That's why we go in the name of Jesus. God's riches at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E. So I put a lot of things there. God's redemption at Christ's expense. God's righteousness at Christ's expense. So when you come and there you all these sins and Christ washes the sins away. Come boldly to the throne of grace. It's not a throne of judgment where you are so afraid. No, the throne of judgment comes when we finally are trying to enter heaven, when everything is done. Until that time, we access the throne of grace.
Amen.
Throne of grace.
Amen.
And we come with God's righteousness, and it is at Christ's expense.
Amen.
That's right. It's a sponsor.
Yeah. That you may obtain mercy and find grace. Undeserved favor to help you in your time of need. Oh, clap for Jesus, the between. The between. Wow. Jesus, the between.
Amen.
Number three. When you pray, pray to the Father. Don't pray to anybody else. Don't pray to Mary. Don't pray to Saint Anthony. Don't pray to Saint Lindsay. Oh, I'm a saint. Don't pray to Saint Dark, Saint Bishop Dark. Pray to God the Father. When you pray, pray to God the Father.
Mm.
Pray to God, and the word is the Father. Okay? Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 11, again, in verse 2, he says, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven.
Heaven.
Our Father which, listen, he said our Father because the disciples were 12. But if he said, one of the disciples went and asked him, Master, teach us to pray the way that John taught his children to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. He said our Father because they were multiple. But if the guy had come alone, Jesus would have said, when you pray and say, my Father, which is in heaven, personalize the thing. Mm. Listen, Jesus Christ, if you like, watch all his prayers. He never said, oh God. He never said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm.
Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The only time that he said God, when he said, my God, why have that? So, is when our sins were on him. That's the only time he said, my God, my God. Learn to come to the Lord as a son, as a child, authority of inheritance.
Amen. Wow.
You are the child. You have a basic right to your father. And let God is not your father.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. The reason why we come to the Lord and we ask the Lord himself is that, look, when Jesus finished in Matthew chapter 6, and verse 9 to 13, where the Lord's Prayer is, the last part, verse 13, says that, and when he finished, he said that, and he said, okay, let me say the Lord's Prayer. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, my daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And look at the long list of things he's asking. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You can't ask me not to lead you. Deliver us from evil. I can't deliver you from evil. For thine is... Now, the last part, when he finishes asking everything, that thing, which is what most people delete and throw away, he says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. The word is for thine. The word for, it means because, he said, I'm asking you and nobody else because you own the kingdom. Wow. You have the power.
Amen.
You have the glory.
Amen.
So who should I ask but you?
That's right.
Yours. Yours. Wow. You create everything.
Everything.
Oh, I like the message. The message says that you can everything. Do whatever you want.
That is awesome.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo!
Bring the message version. He says, Lord, I'm asking you, not anybody else, because you can, the kingdom is yours, the power of the door. You can do whatever
you want.
That's my father for you. Oh, that's why I pray to my father. That's why I have faith, because his is the kingdom and the power. And my children ask me for the laptop because they know that mine is the money. They don't have the money. I have
worked. Right.
They have seen some money. They've, you know, the trick they use. They forced me to buy a laptop for their mother as a test. Immediately they saw it. They also came. They saw that, daddy, yours is the power.
Yes,
you have the power to buy this. When you,
you
come
can
to
do
the
it,
Lord,
you can make it happen.
Talking to people, many people, when you need something, you go and ask, and they don't give you. Then they start conversing and gossiping. He thought he was all that. Look, he even came to me yesterday to ask for $100.
Mercy,
don't mind him.
But your father has power. He said, "It is he who giveth thee power to make wealth."
He has all the money.
Yeah. For thine is the kingdom of God. That is where Adam and Eve were put in the kingdom, and the devil caused them to get out.
That's right.
He's king. Bible says, where the word of the king is, there is power.
There is power.
Thine is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Yours is the power. Mm-hmm. Yours is the glory.
Amen.
What is it that you want to be beautified? He has the glory. What is it that you need power to do? He has the academic power,
Amen.
The financial power, Amen. The marital power, the Hallelujah. Power to be healed, the power to be delivered, the power
Amen.
To make it.
He has
there is
it.
No exam that I have written without calling on my father. Help me. Help me, my father. Help
wow.
me. Which father? Look, I love this guy, the prodigal son. He's the worst and he's also the best. He left his father everything and he went. And then he finally came. He said, I will go to my father and I will say, Father, I've sinned against you and against God. I am not even fit to be called a son anymore. Make me one of the hired servants.
Mm.
And then the father said, you've come to me as father. Eh? I will show you where the father is. I show you that I have power. Mine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. He decorated the guy. He fixed the guy with the wildest party to the point where his big brother was even jealous.
It's true.
All of you who come to the Lord in all kinds of guilt, and you can't be confident to ask.
Oh.
Learn from the prodigal son.
Amen.
No matter how far you have been, you are not asking for anything because you thought you had it all until pigs. You started eating with pigs. That should just bring you to your senses that I have to go to my father. Pray to your father.
Amen.
Not for anybody. Start. Don't depend on the arm of flesh.
Amen.
The arm of flesh will save you. There's nothing I don't ask my father. There's nothing I don't ask.
Wow.
Yeah. When I was about to have my children, my wife, we 1 year we were walking back and forth praying. Give us children. The only thing is I didn't ask for girls, unfortunately. You know, I just was so general. Give me children. Next time, if my wife will have the power, he will see how I'll do with the girls. You know. Only that I don't think that she has the power. Me, I have the power, but you know, pray for your lady pastor. Pray for her. The day she comes with power, you see the girls, twin girls, triple girls. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
The power is working.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just joking. Please don't give me the challenge. You, by the time you realize I'm not able to get up. Anyway, listen. Now, what was I saying? Let's come back to church. Listen, I'm telling you. Ask the
power
Father,
of God.
Ask the Father for thine. Let me tell you, you are a true son. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 16, or even to 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 17. It says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons or daughters
the sons of
God. And it says that for God has not given you the spirit of bondage again to be afraid or to fear.
That's
but
right.
Rather here, you have received the spirit of adoption. You've been adopted. Whereby you can cry, Abba, Father. You know, the spirit of adoption makes you have the same rights as a biological son.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Adoption, by legal definition, means one who is not biological as a child, but has the same rights and privileges as a biological child. So God gives you as the spirit of bondage. Therefore, we cry, Abba, Father. That word Abba means your source and your sustenance. The one who gives you, not only does he give you, but he sustains it. He gave me a marriage, he sustained the marriage.
Amen.
He gave me children, he's taking care of the children.
Amen.
He gives you a job, he sustains the job.
Amen.
Don't let it be that you go to a father, you just collect it and you run away. Because he will sustain it. That's why some people, when they become rich, they don't pray anymore. You are a fool. I mean, not you, but that person. You've accepted the Father only as a source and not sustenance. That's why some of you college people, when you get to college, say, I want to go to out of state, far from mother and father. That's how a foolish son behaves.
Secrets are revealed.
That's how a foolish daughter. If that is your mind, you are a fool. I mean, not you, but that particular child.
The one who went away.
My children, none of them went out of state.
Same here.
None of them. They said, Daddy, we want to be with you. They knew that not only a source, but a sustenance, and they were sustained by the grace of God.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Will sustain you.
Amen.
God will sustain you.
Amen.
God will sustain you.
Amen.
100%.
Answer prayer.
100%. My father sustained. I never worked as a child. So long as I remained a child, I cried like a child. Abba, Father, I never worked. You will never need to worry about it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that's your father. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Next time you go to your prayer closet, have this stated, for thine is the power. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I'm coming because I know you have it. I'm coming because you have it.
Power.
Hallelujah. Power.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Amen. The next thing that I want you to know, I could tell you more and more and more.
Oh, please continue. One more, at least one more, Rev.
Okay, one more. So which one do you want? Okay,
your
when
choice.
You come. The next thing, when you come to the Lord, confess your sins. Confess your sins.
It's a big one.
Confess your
sins. It's a big one.
There are some people, when you bring your sins, it's not even nice to tell them because, Charlie, the way they will look at you from that time. So you've committed adultery before, What? I'm surprised that you were the one who was in charge of the children's church.
Yeah.
Mercy. Hands down.
It's not easy, but confess your sins. Confess your sins to God. Listen, the reason why it's good to confess, God, he knows it before you even bring it.
That's right.
It's the truth. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter, I believe chapter 15, verse 3, says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. He saw it before you even tried to hide. Okay, so when you come to the Lord in confession, don't be afraid. Confess. Let me tell you some powerful thing about confession. The Bible says in James chapter 5 and verse 16, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Then he says the reason why. It says, for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. It says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. Why? Because he says that confession is important, because your prayer, when it is effective, it avails much. That if when a prayer that is effective has power and is fervent, it avails much. Amplified says it is dynamic in its working.
Wow.
Dynamic.
Wow.
It can prayer, you can pray and for keyboards and you can pray for children. You can pray for children the same prayer you can pray for exam grades.
Man.
Dynamic can change.
Change.
Amen. Now, amen. Why is he saying that? Confess your sins, because otherwise that power goes away.
Mm.
Because if it is effective, it has dynamic power.
Yes.
Okay? It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working, says the Amplifiers. That kind of righteous man's prayer, you need to be righteous in prayer, because that's what makes dynamic power available. Tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. It takes the prayer of the righteous. That is why you come in confession, because you need to be righteous to get the results. But thank God that the righteousness does not have to come from you. The Bible actually says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2, is that God's arm is not short, or neither is his ear deaf that he can't hear. But our sins have separated between us and him. Okay? That is the reason why he cannot hear. What it means is that if your sins do not block the way, my goodness, you have 100% answered prayer. But the great thing is that when you confess, Bible says that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and not only that, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's what
grace is. God's righteousness at Christ's expense.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you come, and in case you are even in an emergency, confess your sins. One of the most common lines in my Bible, Father, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
That's one of the commonest, if you ask my children, my wife, and that's one of the commonest lines I use. Forgive us.
All is a strong
because
word.
I want the prayer of the righteous to have tremendous power, dynamic in its working. From today, never pray without confessing your sins in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at the prodigal son. The Bible says that he had taken everything and he had gone to a far country. And when at a point he was eating with pigs, the Bible says he came to his senses in Luke chapter 15. And he said, what am I doing here? My father has enough and even to spare. I will arise. I will go to my father and I will say to my father, Father, I have sinned against you and against God and against you. That was the first thing, confession. And when he went, he did exactly that. He said, Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven. Make me one of thy hired servants. He said, yeah. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants? Then he goes on to the next verse. He said, and the son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. And I'm not even worthy to be called your son. But listen, when he said it, look at the response. Next verse. But the father said to his servant, now let the answers flow. This guy came because he was hungry. He was eating with pigs. He was lonely. Now let the answers flow. Bring forth the best robe, the best. God is about to give you your best answers to prayer yet.
Amen.
Amen.
The best, the choicest of answers.
Amen.
And put it on him, not on them, on you. You who looks like you are a sinner.
Wow.
You'll be surprised when you confess your sins. Acknowledge the fact that you are not perfect. Some of us, we are so proud to say we are sinners. Some of us, we are so proud. If you were the prodigal son, if you would you have come to your senses?
Can't forgive ourselves.
Let's come, kill the fatted calf. Let's have a party, for this my son was lost and is found. He said, and put the ring on his finger, put shoes on his feet. He decorated. Yours is the power. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. He exercised kingdom authority to call the servants, come and give him the best rules. He exercised power. Yours is the power to bring the fatted calf and let them cook. He exercised the glory or beauty or Shekinah to dress up and decorate that sinful son.
Amen.
At the end of the day, he was so decorated that the big brother was jealous.
Yeah.
He said, Father, I've been with you all along. You've not even given me one goat, little goat. But when this, your son came, I like the way, this your son. That's all you need. The sin didn't come. Not this your sin. One letter makes a difference. Son and sin. God is not so much interested in your sin, the sin in you. He's interested in the son in you.
Amen.
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 You are the one who looks at the sin. He looks at the son in you. That's a real son will come to the father and ask for everything and is not ashamed to say, I am not perfect. I'm not worthy. Right. But so still help me. Still help me. Still help me. When I'm on my knees, I may be a doctor, I may be your pastor, but I am in the presence of my father. I am myself. Myself comes. That is what prayer ought to be. You come and you confess, Father, I know that I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy, but who else should I go to? You have the kingdom and the power and the glory. See how your prayers will be answered. Clap for the Lord Jesus. If you don't believe it, look at and learn from the prodigal son. Don't learn from that big brother who was self-righteous. So self-righteous. That was the reason why even one little goat had not been killed for him. Because he didn't feel he should ask. He said, I've been with you here. You never even killed me. Bring it, the scripture. You never even give me one of the little goats. But when this thy son, he didn't even say, when this my brother. But I like it.
No.
Don't call me your brother, because the way you are, self-righteous you.
Mercy.
Holier than thou you. I don't even want to be your brother anymore. I want to be with my father. That's why if the father was dead by the time this guy came, this big brother would have been very wicked on him. Thank God you don't have to pray to your brother. You don't have to pray to your uncle. You don't have to even pray to... You have to just pray to the father. And your father is not dead. He's an eternal God. He's omnipresent, omniscient. He never dies and will never die. The God is the same yesterday, today, forever. And changing God. Amen. Even when your sin changes, when you change, he doesn't change.
Amen.
You can be sure that when you went, you changed. You were with harlots. You were with pigs. You are okay. Kind of, but when you come back, he's the same. Bible says in Malachi chapter, I believe chapter 3 and verse 6, it says that I am God. I change not.
Therefore, I change not.
You are not consumed. Says, I
You're
am not
preaching too.
Therefore, you sons, you will not be consumed.
Amen. Don't
be afraid. God will not consume you.
Amen.
Just stay a son. Just stay. Amen. Come to him as father. And believe in the... No matter what.
Amen.
God, you cannot out-sin God. I'm not saying go and sin. Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? God forbid. But let me tell you, when you have sin, why do you run from your father when you have a problem? You're supposed to run to him, not away from him.
That's right. That's right.
You want to clean yourself before you come. Well, I want to go for grace. God's righteousness at Christ's expense. Up for the Lord Jesus. This is the reason why your prayers are not answered. Because you don't go well. First of all, you don't pray yourself. Secondly, you don't pray in the name of the powerful Jesus and go to the between. Next, you don't pray. What's the third one I said?
You don't confess your sins.
To the Father. Or you don't pray to the Father. And you don't confess your sins.
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow's prayer line will be so beautiful, eh? Last week, we were on the prayer line every day, 5 to 6, 5. You should have seen the numbers and the people who wanted to pray. You think nobody came. You are the one who didn't come.
It's only you who didn't come.
Yeah, it's only you who didn't come. This week, it will be powerful.
Amen.
Just join at least one of the days where your Wasenta is. But all the days are open, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. I can't wait. I said, I can't wait to go to the Father again.
It's exciting, exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. Oh, my time. Oh, my goodness. Let me add one more. Just one more.
That's it. Bonus.
The next thing is abide in Christ.
Wow.
Abide in Christ. Okay. And the sixth one is let his word abide in you. I'll say it. Number five, abide, stay in Christ. Don't backslide.
Amen.
Abide in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And number six, let his word, the word of God, abide in you. When these things happen, look, you will be, your prayers will be 100%. You see that you can, you, people will easily come say, look, let me give you some money to show me how you've been getting all these things.
Wow.
Yeah. Abide in Christ, number one. John chapter 15, verse 7. Bible says, and abide, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
I'm talking how to receive answers 100% to your prayer.
Yeah.
Abide. That word abide in the, if it was in the Hebrew, it would be the word yashab.
Mm-hmm.
It means to take a seat and to keep it. I would even go further to say, take a bed and keep it.
Wow.
Take a seat. Some of you come to the Lord and you are, today you are in the world, tomorrow you are in the Lord. You, today you are just like a pendulum.
A yo-yo.
Yo-yo. You are up one, you are down one. Ladies and gentlemen, when you stay, you make your home in the Lord. The Lord said, you are a resident here.
Wow.
I will show you what is in the refrigerator. I will show you what is upstairs. This is now your house.
Amen.
This is now your house. This is now your house. Abide, stay. Whatever. You know, some of you, when you have issues, they're saying, I'm going through some things. That's why I was not in church. What a foolish statement to make.
Oh.
I'm not talking about you, but the other person. What a foolish statement. Meanwhile, the Lord says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 20, it says that, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and
going
I, your Father,
things.
I will
You're
give you
things.
Rest.
I will give you rest.
I will give you rest. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Help us.
My burden is light. Listen, I would rather be, David said, I would rather be in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tent of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
David said again, Psalm 65 and verse 4, blessed is the man whom thou callest, whom thou choosest, causes to approach unto you, that he may, number one, the word is dwell, abide in your court, stay in the church. Today
Amen.
You are in this church. Tomorrow you are in that church. Tomorrow you are in this. You are going to a fetish priest. You are going to a voodoo. You are going, now you've tried everything. You are even trying to worship a goat.
My goodness.
Mercy.
Bad metamorphosis.
He said, blessed are you when the Lord has chosen you, caused you to approach that what? It's not just approach. Then he's, now that you have approached, now that you today somebody invited you, you are in the kingdom. He said, the reason is so that you may dwell, you may live, you may make your zip code permanent in him, abide in him, you may dwell in his course. He said, when that happens, you will be satisfied with the goodness of his house, even his holy temple. I am blessed already.
I'm
I feel
blessed.
I buy my own
Hallelujah.
Message. I feel Woo. I buy my own message.
Woo.
It's a very good message.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
I really
I'll
feel
show
like
you
buying
link.
This
message.
Buy.
I'll show you the link.
Me too.
Don't just, some of you, it's a hit and run. It's high buy, especially in this COVID. You come on, you don't, your home, you should feel comfortable to turn on your video. This is my house. You are just lying. You are, as I'm speaking, you are chatting with people. You are, this is not how to behave. Abide, stay. Make your home. Relax and say, hey, I am with my Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Wow.
Anybody,
wow.
You know, before you go to prayer, God has already actually identified those. Categorization starts even before you pray. Because those who abide, you in your house, is it not the people that are in your house who eat your food first before the visitor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
No matter how important the visit, how important, the people that live there, that have made their home, this is where we eat. Your home means, Lord, I'm depending on you.
Amen.
No matter what happens, whether I'm offended in this church, whether I don't like the preaching, whether I don't like the lady pastor, or whether I don't like the gentleman pastor, whether I don't like the lady shepherd, I'm going to be here. I'm here. Bible says, then, once you dwell, he will be satisfied with the goodness of your heart. Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land, even of his holy temple. Prayer can be answered and will be answered and is answered.
Amen.
Your 100% answered prayer is coming in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And
Hallelujah.
Finally, let his word abide in you. But you know, all I'll tell you is that because of that, well, let his word, do the Bible challenge. Next week, I can't wait. I have 7 more ways that your prayers can be answered. 7 more. I can't wait. God's perfect number is now yet to come. Yet to come.
Oh, wow.
And if you had any zeal for answered prayer, you'll be telling yourself, next week I will come 1 hour before time and start praying.
Amen.
And you'll be telling yourself, from now, 5 to 6 a.m. every day, I will join the prayer line and see people pray for answers.
Yeah.
If I was you, I'll tell yourself, from now, I will abide in the Lord. This is my home. All this back and forth, I've changed churches 35 times, although I'm only 35 years.
Mercy.
Even when you are one, you change churches.
Mercy.
I will not change churches again. I will abide. I will stay. I will stay in this zip code of the Lord. Even if you relocate, Sister Lisa relocated, he's still in the church by Zoom. Many people who relocated, look, Plechette is there, who relocated to Atlanta, when he heard that now he's on Zoom, she's here. Oh, I will never leave. Look, the way some of you have treated me, I could have left the church. But I said, no. If I leave and I don't abide, my prayers will not be answered. Ladies and gentlemen, today I challenge you. From today, may your prayers be answered.
May the Lord
settle you.
Amen.
Number one, pray yourself.
Amen.
Number two is what? Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, what? Pray to the Father, because his is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Number four is what?
Confess your sins.
Number five is what?
Abide
in the Lord. Don't backslide. Abide means stay prayerful. Stay in the word. Stay righteous.
Amen.
I mean, confess your sins. Be part of the outreach.
Amen.
You know, when you are, if this is your house, you will invite people. Come and see my house. Come to my house. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'll give you one.
Wow.
Next week, come and bring somebody.
Amen.
Who does not believe in prayer, and the Lord's Holy Spirit will manifest.
Amen.
This is the book, How to Pray. Wow. You better get your copy.
Wow.
Put your hands together. Rise to your feet and put your hands to God. Pray. Give the Lord some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hand on your heart. Don't go away. There's something special. If you leave, you are not somebody who abides. Stay till the end. You only have 15 minutes to be over. Don't go away. Please don't. Start your abiding now. Tell the Lord, I live here. Where am I going? Stay. Stick around. Father, I pray, declaring over everyone here under the sound of my voice, from today, let every doubt be neutralized. Let every doubt be dissipated.
Amen.
We decimate every spirit of faithlessness.
Amen.
Let your word prevail.
Amen.
Let the answers come through.
Amen.
Let the prodigal return.
Amen.
Let whoever says, I don't have a father, I'm a vagabond, let them become sons and daughters again.
Amen.
Let the recalcitrant be restored.
Amen.
Let the rebellious come home.
Amen.
And let the seeming, the person who's so engulfed with his sin, know that grace means God's righteousness at Christ's expense.
Amen.
Accept all of us and teach us to pray like Jesus taught us. Father, we come and we say thank you. Now, if you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to say, Lord, today I want to abide. Or you are in this church. You are here today, but you've been going back and forth. Today you are in church. Tomorrow you are not. Today you are on Zoom. Tomorrow you are not. Today you are on video. Tomorrow you are in darkness.
No.
Today you are in the Lord. Tomorrow you are in the devil.
No.
In the morning you are in the Lord. In the night, you are sleeping with a spy who loved me.
Merci.
The Lord says, come home.
Amen.
You know, and all of you, let it be known that the Lord wants you as you are, like the prodigal. Fear not. It is in the Lord's good pleasure to have you back. If you are like that, you want to give your life to Jesus or rededicate your life to abide and to stay, lift up your right hand wherever you are. I'll pray this short prayer with you. The anointing is flowing. The Spirit is pouring. The Spirit of adoption cometh now.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your name. Now, say this after me. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
You are my Father.
You are my Father.
I am seeking you.
I'm seeking you.
As your beloved child.
As your beloved child.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
And wash me.
And wash me.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the blood.
I believe Jesus died for me.
I believe Jesus died for me.
Therefore, I have God's righteousness.
Therefore, I have God's righteousness.
At Christ's expense.
At Christ's expense.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
And fill me.
And fill me.
With your sweet Holy Spirit.
With your sweet Holy Spirit.
Cause me to abide.
Cause me to abide.
And to believe.
And to believe.
And to pray.
And to pray.
Everything that I need.
Everything that I need.
Thank you for 100% answered prayer.
Thank you for 100% answered prayer.
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Just like you have promised me.
Just you have like you
in
have
Jesus'
promised
mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Amen.
Wow. We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.